This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
After a two-year search, LaTanya Maley is the new executive director of Affinity Community Services. It's a nonprofit focused on the needs of the Black LGBTQ community in Chicago. She plans to amplify Black queer arts and healthcare in her role. WBEZ's Natalie Moore sat down with her.
Affinity started out of a protest. Tell us about those origins and how Affinity has evolved since then.
So like other great LGBT movements, like Pride starting as a protest at Stonewall, Affinity began as a protest at the Bud Billiken Parade, the biggest parade in the country at the time, the blackest parade that I ever know of. And there was no representation for LGBT people. So Affinity wanted to change that. And so they demanded and took up space and had a protest that let people know that resources and community for Black lesbians and gay men exist, and they exist on the South Side. And that's how people learned about Affinity. And that's how they started to organize in each other's living rooms using this very intimate and interpersonal way of movement building. So Affinity's members continue to get together through potlucks, through kind of like evening chill garden parties, as opposed to using nightlife spaces, which are also really important spaces for queer community. But people needed an alternative that was more family friendly and maybe more low key. And so Affinity held that space for 25 years.
What is your vision as executive director?
Oh, I am an Aquarius. I'm quite a visionary. I am really excited about continuing the legacy that Affinity already has of prioritizing advocacy. There are lots of ways that Black women as a group, you know, are not getting what we deserve. And I love that Affinity is centering Black queer women. I also love that Affinity is in no uncertain terms clear that trans women are women. And so trans women need to be at the center of the work that we're doing. I love intergenerational work. Affinity has a really great population of people who are over 40, over 50. Our Trailblazers are our most active group. That's our group over 60. And so more youth programming, more integrated programming. And certainly we want to be pleasure-based in the way that we're doing healthcare. And I would say the last part of my vision is celebrating the arts and culture of Black queer people. We are in Chicago, which is this huge hub. 100 years ago in Chicago, Black queer people were celebrating over the South Side, creating jazz, creating Lindy Hop, creating swing. I want to amplify the history that Black queer people, particularly women and non-binary people, have in creating art that all of us enjoy, creating the culture of this city that all of us are proud of.
What does it mean to do pleasure-based healthcare?
Yeah. Pleasure-based healthcare is about looking at what motivates us and what makes us feel good in our bodies and centering those conversations as we're also talking about how to protect our bodies and protect our wellness, enjoying talking about sex, enjoying talking about our changing bodies and our changing identities, or talking about how to be safe, prevent, you know, transmittable like illnesses, but also negotiating relationships that feel good and affirming to us. And so pleasure-based healthcare centers what makes us feel good and what makes us feel alive, as opposed to what we're afraid of and what we're suffering from as we're trying to survive this world.
That was LaTanya Maley, the new executive director of Affinity Community Services, talking to WBEZ's Natalie Moore. This is WBEZ.